This week we start the Torah all over again. We read the book of creation, the book of Bereshit, in the beginning. Bereshit bara Elokim et ha-shamayim et ha-aretz. In the beginning God created heaven and earth. There are different words which were used in this week's portion to describe different aspects of creation. In the very beginning we hear God saying, Vayehi, let it be. And it was. We're not told that much about what exactly happened and how creation took place other than God's word. Yehi ar, let there be light. When it comes to the creation of man, we quickly realize it's quite complicated. On the one hand, man is created. The word bri'ah is used in connection with man. On the other hand, the word to form, b'yitzer, is used. On the third hand, the word na'aseh, to make, is used. Man is quite complicated. Man is created, man is made, man is formed. It's not easy to understand these various aspects. Man is also placed in the Garden of Eden. And perhaps that comes as a surprise and we don't remember that. It says that God took Adam and brought him to the Garden of Eden. It's not where he was from. Which then leads us back to a question. What are these various aspects? Man has God's soul breathed into him. Man is made, is created from material which exists. God takes it, forms man, which is pre-existing material, and breathes into it the soul of life, creating something new, creating a hybrid. Something which has spiritual capacity, but is also part of the physical world. But when God says, let us make man, it's really not clear. Some of the commentaries lean towards God is speaking to the angels. God is telling us about humility. Even when we do something, we should realize that all of our accomplishments are based upon others that came before us. Ideas don't come, yesh me'ayin, something from nothing, ex nihilo. But for God, they do. But even God, when he creates, expresses humility. And as I said, some believe that he speaks to the angels and say, let us make man. There's another possibility. And then God was speaking to us. God turns to man and said, let us make man. I'm going to give you physical capacity. I'm going to give you spiritual capabilities. Now let us make man. Which means the other partner in this creation is us. Let us make man. God then takes us and places us in the Garden of Eden and gives us a task. Unfortunately, we don't live up to that task. And he takes us and he exiles us from the Garden of Eden. Our mandate still remains the same. We have to make man. We have to make ourselves into, perhaps the Yiddish word is best, into a mensch, into a decent person. We need to be the kind of people that, despite our instincts, which perhaps are connected to the animal world, are always aware of the spiritual capacities, which is based upon that breath of God within us. Indeed, let us make man.